Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
A big day down in the United States, and it's a day that Canadians will be watching. You know how it is. We, like Ballsy always says, we're the 51st state. Mm-hmm. We kind of are in a way. So Joe Biden will be inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States today. Things are going to be a little different because of the pandemic. So they're not going to have a whole bunch of people at his inauguration. And they've set up a whole bunch of flags in the mall is what they call it. The mall in front of the Capitol building. So it's going to have a different look to it. There are still going to be people in attendance, just not as many, just officials and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird thing right now, especially with the insurrection at the Capitol building and all that stuff. Everybody's on edge and security is super tight.
I could tell you one thing that will go peacefully, the transfer of Twitter power. The presidential accounts and the vice president accounts, they're going to be peacefully transferred, they're saying. And they've also created a second gentleman Twitter account for Kamala Harris's husband.
Yeah, right. You know, I never even thought about that,
gentleman.
Right?
He's a second gentleman. He's not the first gentleman because Biden's the first gentleman.
Well, Biden's the president.
But that's what he is.
If the president were a woman, then
He'd be the first gentleman.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I know everybody's on edge about this.
But here's a question for you. When Biden leaves office, and it will happen in the next however long, and Kamala Harris takes over, because it's going to happen.
That's your prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kamala Harris takes over, and she's the president.
If that happens, yeah.
Well, she will. She'll take over. She'll be the president. She does. Then does he still get to be the second gentleman, or does the vice president become the second gentleman? He gets bumped down. You see, maybe it won't be.
Then they would be the first gentleman.
They'd be the first gentleman,
right?
Vice president. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The husband of Kamala Harris would be the first gentleman.
But wouldn't the vice president be the first gentleman if he's a man?
No.
Because he's the first gentleman.
Well, no, it's the first lady. But there's no first lady, so it's the first gentleman.
So much,
do you understand?
So much.
No, it's not really that complicated.
So much.
Donald Trump is set to leave office within the next hour. I think he's getting on a helicopter to a 21-gun salute, and then they're sending him down to Mar-a-Lago. And
will they shoot the plane?
No, they won't.
Feels like they will.
My favorite is... forgive me, it's a little crude, but it was a Beaverton article yesterday.
Yeah.
And the headline was, Donald Trump spends his last week in office rubbing his genitals on everything in the White House.
I would hope for the biggest case of diarrhea toilet.
Come on.
Eat tacos going on.
I just envision it's like when somebody leaves, remember in college when you would move out of an apartment and you'd like patch the walls with toothpaste?
Yep.
I wonder if they're doing that right now.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
So if I have the TV on, the light from the TV, and sex on a couch, that's wild for me. Okay.
Right.
But they've asked a bunch of celebrities, where's the craziest place they've had sex?
Oh,
okay.
Celebrities?
Yeah,
well,
celebrities.
These are going to be good because they've got opportunities.
Yeah,
you know?
So check this out. Yeah, you know, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God.
Now, he'd have a long list, but he said an Eiffel Tower elevator.
Wow. That's pretty romantic, I think.
It is. Yeah, it depends who you're
kinda. I mean, the tourists around you found it to be quite scary.
Now,
but
I'm not shocked by this. Chelsea Handler outside a cemetery at a funeral. At a funeral.
Yeah.
Well, what did Will Ferrell say?
It's the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So horny.
So horny. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
The bottom of the Grand Canyon. At the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Is that where...
That's where she found her husband's
career.
I was going
to say.
So they found him.
Good.
Okay.
That's nice.
Here's a good one. I really enjoyed this one. Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
He did it on the side of a volcano.
Sweet.
And also on a glacier. Which
some,
he must
opposites.
Have. But he must be pretty confident in his manhood.
Right.
Because what happens when a dude is in cold weather?
Right.
Right? Right? He's
unless,
already.
Unless he has a little, like, a little scarf.
Scarf.
You ever think about
it's
that?
It's called a condom.
Oh, sorry, right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Lots of stuff can end up on your driveway, that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the.
Blood.
The grime from the road. So I have never been a proponent. I had a, not an argument, but a little debate with my neighbor. Because in White City where I live, you're not allowed to park on the street. You're supposed to park on the driveways. That's
well,
why
there's not really a lot of room to park.
And that's
on.
Why you see a lot of people with big, long, wide driveways. In the summer, it's great. But if you got a shovel in the winter, it sucks.
Well, you need parking for your staff, too.
Yeah,
cleaning staff.
Anyway, so I'm talking to the neighbor. I'm like, so you guys, like, I've noticed a lot of people on here really get down to the pavement when they're shoveling. I don't do that. I leave a film of snow, and you'll say it's lazy. Mm-hmm. I get it, so there's not ruts on the driveway, but I don't like that grime. I don't want to scrape off the exposed aggregate. I think I'm onto something here, and I don't have any professional backing to this.
What?
But I do. Mm-hmm. How about you? How does it feel not to have a driveway?
Wonderful.
Because you have no driveway.
No driveway. I've got the garage in the back of the house.
Which goes on to a lane.
Alley. Yeah, I love it. And I think that's the best.
How quickly do they clean that lane, though?
Very quickly.
Because it's a garbage pickup, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty quick. I don't know if they clean it. I know a neighbor of ours has like a push on the front of their vehicle.
Oh,
I don't know if maybe it's them who goes out and cleans the alley. Whoever does, I don't know. I get home and it's clean. Sweet. Right on.
It's like being a condo owner without the fees.
Yeah, I guess so. No, believe me, there are fees. Somehow, some way, I get them. But, so how many times have you slipped on your driveway this winter?
Four
times.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
This is the thing. This is another problem I have. It's my own fault because we got this drain in the garage that doesn't, like, it freezes up in the winter, so water pools.
Right.
So I got to sweep the water out. Then when the water goes into the driveway, it freezes and I fall.
Right.
Terrible, man.
Oh, what a horrible, horrible situation you're in. I don't know how you're ever going to get through it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
They're saying the top injuries for both men and women at home over the last year, besides like all this COVID stuff, I'm talking injuries. Mm. It has to do with like falling downstairs or off ladders. So I'm the winner
there,
man. And it's like working out. I forgot what it was like when I played football.
Yeah.
Like you were hurt the day after you played. It was hard to get out of bed.
Sure.
Even harder 2 days later.
Right.
And man, I got this huge welt. I was like, how did I break anything?
We gotta get you a walker or something.
It's not, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But it's not that far away.
Something.
I watch my parents now and they were very young and active and whatever. Like they didn't exercise, but they could get around.
Yeah.
Now I watch, now I always said to myself, I'm never going to be my parents. I'm never going to be my parents.
Yeah.
When I got out of bed today to put my socks on, I'm like, I am my dad.
Yeah. Did you give the big grunt? Did you give the old...
I waited till like I dress in another part of the house now, so it's like that's why I did sit
me too.
Down.
Yeah. I've got dad grunts like nobody else. Sitting down
it's
in
like
a
it's
chair,
funny, but it's funny. It's even
every time I sit down in a chair, I can never just sit down. It's always.
It's the dad grunts, and it's walking around in your gitch, and I had these black Nike socks on, but they were like halfway up my calf, and I'm like, I am my father.
Last night, you know, maybe we'll talk about this after. We're running out of time, but I mean, you got to watch yourself when you get a little older, buddy. You got to watch yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hearing stories. I don't want to go to the hospital and visit you because
you
broke
wouldn't
a hip or
come visit me anyway.
For sure I would.
Well, you couldn't.
And I would dance around the room.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Last night, my wife was on a Zoom call, so she had a Zoom meeting. And there were probably, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 people on the Zoom call. It was later in the evening, so it's around the time where I get ready for the next day. So once I put our son down to bed, that's when I usually, you know, get my breakfast ready and have it ready in the fridge for me as soon as I get up and get my clothes ready in the, because I get ready, like you, I get ready in a bathroom in another part of the house. Down in the basement is where I shower and everything, so it's quiet, whatever.
Anyway, so she's on this Zoom call. I'm getting my stuff ready, and I could hear one of the people on the Zoom call saying, Chad's distracting me in the background. And I realize, okay, I'm in the background. They could see me. So I wave hi, whatever. That's fine. That's it.
Yeah.
So the Zoom call wraps up, and I go downstairs to get ready. Now, the pants that I had on at the moment last night, I was like, well, I'll just wear these jeans again tomorrow.
So you fold them up and lay them on a chair.
Yeah, so
or
you fold them up, and then I get my, you know, all the other clean clothes ready to go.
Yeah.
And I come back upstairs in rocking my t-shirt and Gitch, and my wife goes, oh my God, you weren't just in your underwear for the Zoom call, were you? They saw you. And I'm just like, no, no, I wasn't. But now I'm thinking about it. I could rock some Gitch.
You definitely got to watch now, because you could be walking around, like I said, yesterday, I'm walking around in my Gitch, my shirt and socks, and I'm like, I'm becoming my dad. Because that's what you, like when I come home, the one thing I do is, because I'm home by myself for 6 hours,
right.
I usually just throw on a pair
of sweats or something.
You'll laugh. No, gym shorts and nothing else. I wear walk around shirtless.
Really?
Like Matthew McConaughey. Nobody's home with me.
Do you walk around like flexing your man boobs and stuff? Do you do that? Doing the booby dance in the mirror?
Well, it's the only time. I can't go shirtless in public anymore. You reach a certain age.
Dude, you can. You're fine. You'll be okay.
But anyways, you're right. You got to watch how you walk.
Actually, what I have to watch, and this is something, a heads up to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
With these Zoom calls happening in houses, be mindful of mirrors. We have lots of mirrors in our house to kind of give the illusion that our place is bigger, right? So you put, you put mirrors up around, for yourself, just to make the house feel bigger.
I get it.
And there are times when you can be spotted in those mirrors and you don't realize it. Like, Callie's been on Zoom calls before, and I've walked around the house fully clothed because I know better.
Yeah.
But fully clothed, and I'll hear, oh, hey, Chad. Somebody on the Zoom call that could see me in a mirror in our kitchen or something.
You're digging for gold or something.
Or I'm making lunch. Like, I'm just like, not a flattering pose at all. I'm like licking peanut butter off a knife or something. Oh, hey, Chad.
Boy, you eat a banana really good.
Remember, banana to mouth.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Donald Trump just gave his last speech at the Air Force base, and now he's on Air Force One headed down to Florida. The speech, mostly positive. I mean, it wasn't...
Yeah.
Honestly, it was...
Well, it was what you expect from Donald Trump.
And it was, you know, somewhat presidential.
Yeah.
And anyway, so yesterday was his last full day, and that's, everybody was expecting pardons, and that's what he did. He handed down over 70 pardons
73,
yesterday.
73, yep.
And kind of the ones you expected. Steve Bannon, his, you know, right-hand guy
Lil Wayne.
He was pardoned. Kodak Black, I believe, was as well. Did he have a sentence commuted? I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
But everybody was waiting. Joe Exotic, was he going to be pardoned? So he was very confident that he was going to be pardoned. In fact, Joe Exotic hired a limousine company to have a limo parked out in front of the prison, ready for him to be released. And
he didn't get pardoned.
Oh, wow. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
What a loser.
Yeah.
He is just like,
and still better than Carol Baskin.
Yeah, well, of course, clearly,
because she's a bitch.
Yeah. But I always laugh when you think of poor old Joe Exotic sitting in jail, sitting in his cell with his mullet and his eyebrow ring.
Oh my God!
And he's probably all dressed up, ready to go. He's got his best tiger print silk shirt on.
Yeah, what did he spend on that limo?
His black Lee jeans with a braided belt.
That's right.
Some cowboy boots.
President's getting me out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to go, and nothing.
How long has he got in there? Is he in there for life?
No. He just hired a hitman to kill somebody that didn't actually kill anybody.
Oh, so it's not that big a deal.
Well, I don't think it's that big a deal. And it's, you know, it's Florida, right?
And he gave us the best thing of the pandemic.
Yeah.
That should factor in to him getting out.
Of course, it should. And he should have been pardoned for it.
Oh,
and
just for that alone.
That's the worst thing Trump ever did in his presidency. He forgot to pardon Joe Biden. Or
Joe Biden.
Joe Exotic. Too many Joes. I'm confused today. Oh, boy. Anyway, and did Donald Trump pardon himself? No.
No, he did not pardon himself or his family.
No.
Technically, he's president until noon Eastern time, though. So maybe, like I said to you before the show, I said, if he were going to pardon himself, the best time to do it would be right before the inauguration, so you steal a little bit of Joe Biden's thunder.
That'd be hilarious.
You know that if he were going to do it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, there are these things called albums.
Yep.
And maybe people don't listen to them as much anymore, but they used to be a complete work of art. So an album, they would the musicians would put a lot of work into track listing because that was very important. They wanted you to have an overall feel of the album. So sometimes it would kick off with a bang. Sometimes it would kick off with a slower song and grow throughout. If it were a concept album, it would have a story,
Tell a story, whatever it is. Yeah.
So for me, a great opening song on an album is very important.
Okay, so Bro Bible, one of the sites I go to do some show prep, they've come out with the 50 best opening songs of all time, according to them and the people that follow their site. Now, good news for us, a lot of it are rock songs.
Yeah.
A lot of it are rock songs.
For
so,
sure, yeah.
So let's pick out a few of these. Back in the Saddle from Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's off the rocks.
And it's got like a build, too. It's yeah, that's a good one.
Your band comes in at 15, Rage Against the Machine, Bomb Track from their self-titled debut album.
That is the definition of a great opening song.
So that'd be their first song. That'd be their first song.
First time you ever heard Rage Against the Machine was Bomb Track.
You were hooked.
Probably.
Yeah. You were hooked.
Yeah.
Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones off Let It Bleed. They're saying that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Again, it's a slow build.
Yeah.
And it's not a pump-up song by any means. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's a classic, so I can't trash it.
Refugee from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers off Damn the Torpedoes.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Let's go to the top five. Number five, Purple Haze from the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Yeah, sure. That's great.
Yeah, so there you go. Running with the Devil, Van Halen from their self-titled debut album.
Dun, dun, dun. That bass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Number three, from Prince and the Revolution off Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy.
Of course. And that's actually really underrated.
That is. I
because,
agree.
And the album states it, hey, let's go crazy, right? Yeah. Let's have fun. And then it's just
Could
it's
that
awesome
dude
song.
Play the guitar?
Whew.
He was
an
good.
An amazing musician.
One of the best halftime shows, too.
Well, come on.
And it rained.
That was a fluke. But
that
was nuts.
Okay, number two, according to Bro Bible, Whole Lot of Love from Led Zeppelin off of Led Zeppelin 2.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And they say the top debut, like the top opening song on any album everywhere, anywhere was from Appetite for Destruction, Welcome to the Jungle, GNR.
Oh.
That's the best stadium anthem.
Yeah, it's the kickoff song.
But I hate when kickers don't, like every
when they
kicker
don't kick
should,
on time.
They should know when to kick. I hate
you
that.
You got to do that. When it starts going, dun, 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 run to the ball.
Except and if you're a visiting kicker, you want to screw everything up, right? Because if you're the Argos kicking off at Mosaic Stadium, you know they're playing the song. Dun, 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 and then right before they go, cha, you kick it off just to kick everybody off.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.